Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today to deliver and over-deliver for you another episode of the Apex Show. So I'll just kick this off. Cool. As far as it goes for the topic for today, I just kind of want to break down the process that I'm using every single day just to wake up and get into action as fast as possible. Just today was posting a few posts regarding my fitness regimen and everything else that's going on. I mean, it's a lot. Like I'm very happy that, as far as it goes and everything else, literally just standardizing a bit more of my focus in terms of actually the activities that I'm pursuing. I'm just like gonna put this down, and yeah, like the biggest problem for me and the in the past was that literally I didn't really have that much focus, I would say, like right now, looking back at the last few years. And if you have focus, then everything else just falls into place. And if you have commitment, if you are resolved in the decisions that you're making, that you're taking, that like the action steps that you're taking, and like decisions are a lot about saying no. You literally just eliminate all other opportunities than the ones that are most important for you. So these were like kind of big takeaways for me in the last few years, or in the last few months at least. Today I was also kind of doing research in terms of how much it actually takes to become proficient at a certain skill, and it usually takes like, okay, the first 1000 hours, like just literally rip the band-aid off and get it as fast as you possibly can, as literally, like whatever you can do the first 1000 hours of actual practical experience on something. Like, have the courage to take the bets. Like, I would much rather be and go cold turkey on some things and starting without you being perfect or even without the perfect timing, because the perfect times is never gonna come. And you're just gonna keep kicking the can down the road. Where on the other hand, if you just started a bit earlier, you'd have been in a way better position, just ready to take the shot. And these things, and like these things that I'm saying here right now to you at 1 a.m., literally, I'm just, these are, it's been a very, very long day for me. Like 17 hours, I'm literally drained in terms of how much energy I have in the tank. It's not that much. But still here, just to kind of share a few things that I'm currently considering, not considering, but having in my mind. And yeah, like once you set a certain direction for yourself, then eliminate all other potential paths for you just to be able to go ahead and accomplish what you want to accomplish. Like for example, for me, okay, I just essentially made a decision to go all out into business, and for that reason, I restructured everything at the beginning of January. Like, okay, I'm just gonna finish majority of school back then, and thanks to that decision, right now I'm just funneling majority of my energy right into business activities, and we're going kind of fine. So, what to say to this? What to add? Yeah, just kind of like start with before you're ready. You get ready by doing stuff. The best thing you have, and you don't really consider it when you're young, or maybe like if there are some people listening to this that are a bit younger, or if you feel that you're young, like you have so much time, you have so much, like you feel that there will be a time where you will somehow feel more qualified, more competent, more whatever, you can just fill the world, we're there. That'll just give you a bit more competence in terms of actually going ahead and doing the stuff that you want to do. But speaking in reality, you will never feel 100% confident. You will never feel 100% ready. And yeah, and in terms of like, okay, you have self-made people, not really a lot of people were self-made, even me. Literally, I'm just standing on top of shoulders of giants. There's so many things that happen to you and just guide you in a certain direction based on which you're actually able to take the shot. So yeah, like have a resolve, like take decisions. Taking decisions is way better than not taking them. And I'm like literally in a position where I'm like getting to the point where I wanted to be in the first place for like 4 years now already. I was considering dropping out from my high school, but in the end, just made a decision to go. Like that was the position in which I was. Like I was literally failing in school, and I had two decisions to take. I would literally just either quit high school and go all out into business, which was taking off, or I would go ahead and finish high school and like literally do the best that I could in the last year just to get to the best university that I could have possibly gotten into, which I did. And that was okay, like I literally changed the direction of my life. And thereafter, I just made the decision then. Like then I already made the decision, like, okay, I'm just like freaking. In the last year of high school, I just literally made a decision like, hey, let's freaking go all into business, where that didn't really happen that much because I was too scattered all around the place. And regardless, like when you have school, you're always you don't really th take things that much seriously. And right now, I'm finally getting into the position where just everything is gonna be a bit different and finally a bit more established, complicated from a certain point of view, and just literally the thing that I hoped for a very, very long time, or at least like from my perspective, that literally the things that I'm pursuing. So yeah, that's one thing. The second thing, just like being very upfront, honest, and sharing some fun things that I also have. Like living the one person life isn't really that expensive. Like flying into Dubai, and like even the hotels in Dubai are pretty cheap compared to Miami where I'm flying. Like everything is very cheap comparatively. Like Dubai is very cheap, and like you can experience a lot there. If you know how to travel in the US is also a bit okay. What I would say is that in the US you have like cars are kind of good. I'm planning on actually getting some cars there when I'll go there. So doing a road trip or something. And yeah, what else to say? I'm not sure if there's much to say or add today. Today wasn't really that good of a day for me, in terms of how I was feeling and just kind of getting from the slump that I had. And after Dubai and just getting back on track and at the same time getting ready, because in 2 days I'm again flying out and will be away for like 7 days or 5 days, I'm not even sure. Yeah, do more. The more you do, the better you get. This is the only thing that you should remember, and that's the thing that I'm even gonna end this podcast with, because there's not much else to add. Just keep this in mind. And with that being said, I'll catch you later. Bye bye.